From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Human rights workers in Turkey arrested by government.
Turkey is on a one-way track to a very dark and dangerous place right now.
The voice of Amnesty International Director of Europe and Central Asia, John Dalhuizen, in an ironic twist whereby workers from one of the world's most respected human rights organizations have been accused of supporting terrorism. A Turkish court ruled Tuesday that six human rights activists, including Amnesty International's Turkey director, be formally arrested after weeks of detention for having aided a terror group. Mr. Dalhuizen.
The early hours of this morning, six representatives of some of Turkey's most prominent human rights organizations, including, as you know, our director, İdil Ezer, were remanded in custody on the most spurious terrorism charges.
It was not clear which terror organization they are suspected of helping.
This is beyond an attack on manifestly innocent individuals. This is attack on the core of Turkish civil society.
According to Amnesty International, their Turkish workers were detained by police in Istanbul on June 5th while attending a workshop and were denied access to a lawyer or the right to contact their family members for 28 hours.
But I think the reality is no government critic, no human rights organization can consider itself safe in Turkey of today. What happened last night was a seismic shift in how the Turkish human rights community needs to be thinking about itself, will be thinking about how it can operate in Turkey today.
The director, İdil Ezer, and three others have been released from custody but are